It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Joe Parsons. Joe is chairman of the Agricultural Statistics Board at the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Oh, my gosh. I hope I don't have to say that a whole lot. Can I just say NAS?
You sure can. Hi, Tony. Good afternoon.
Hey, a little background about you. We know you're chair of the Ag Statistics Board, but a little background about you. Did you grow up in ag? Did you always think, hey, I want to be chair of the Ag Statistics?
Well, I can't say, I can't say that I always dreamed of being chair of the Ag Statistics Board, but I certainly always wanted to be involved in agriculture. Grew up on a modest dairy farm in southwestern Missouri. Went to the land-grant Missouri, University of Missouri Columbia, and did a number of things. Worked for a feed manufacturer, and in school I'd worked for NAS, and it was just a wonderful career. I've been all over the country. I've worked in Mississippi and Nebraska twice, and Washington State, and of course here in headquarters in Washington, D.C. in several capacities.
So we talk about southwestern Missouri, you know, growing up there, and obviously growing up around ag. Does that give you some of the background as you move into to some of your work on a daily, monthly, and annual basis, you can draw from that?
Yes. Many of the folks here at NAS really are farm kids. We grew up, we had an interest in agriculture, and grew up in many cases on farms, and often had a real strong interest in math and kind of the quantitative side. And it's neat because, you know, we really get to understand and look at things all across the very diverse U.S. agriculture.
Let's talk about one of the big ones, and this one rolled out not too long ago. It's the Census of Ag, and it's so big it takes you a few years to put it together.
The Census of Agriculture is a large project, and we're proud to put this resource out for all of American agriculture. This public resource is really the only data that goes down to the county level that shows how agriculture is structurally changing across time.
We've seen the results of that already roll out, but it seems as though we keep getting little tidbits of information that continue to come since you released that. Will that go on for a while?
Tony, we released 6.4 million unique pieces of information about all kinds of things about agriculture on April 11th, and it's being used, you know, really all over agriculture, whether you're trying to figure out where to put a business, where to expand, or, you know, how to deliver agricultural programs here within the department. So many, many pieces of data. But in addition to that, we're going to continue putting out data products. So, for example, we'll put out a data series about congressional districts, the agriculture that's in congressional districts, so that folks that want to talk to their congressman or woman about what agriculture means in their district will have that data. And also we do congressional districts as just one data product we're doing.
Which has got to be helpful in many forms, I would imagine, for a member of Congress to see an updated list. They may not understand or recognize the importance of ag in their district.
In some cases, that's true. I know there's many members of Congress that are excited to see that data. It'll be out on June 26th. That's just one of the data items that we have. We'll put out data by watersheds. We'll put out data that focus on race, ethnicity, and gender, for example. We're going to be putting out data later this fall on American Indian reservations. We've got a number of individual reports where we focus on a particular topic, maybe farm economics or a particular crop. So, you know, we've got just a number of products that come out around this really incredible data.
So I'm going to ask you, this one I hope it's not a tough question. This is kind of like asking a songwriter, what's your favorite song, or asking a parent, which is your favorite child. But when you look back at the census and things that you've seen so far, is there something that really jumps out at you, something that was either surprising, unexpected, or maybe it's simply something that the data actually backed up something that you thought before?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that I thought were really interesting. One is the continued The number of farms in the United States is 2.04 million, just over 2 million. That's down slightly from about 3% down from 2012. But what we see is a further concentration, kind of the largest of large farms and how much land and how much of the total receipts they control. And also there continues to be a large amount of small farms. And then in the middle we're seeing, you know, fewer farms than what we've seen in the past. And, you know, I think that in some ways that speaks to the need to really have economies of scale in many cases.
We spent a lot of time on Census of Ag, but that's just one big project you have. You have other surveys that are going on as well.
That's true. We do. We have, you know, right now, as I think everybody knows and many are very concerned about, is, you know, getting the crops in the ground. And we did a survey in March, the prospective planting survey, where we asked farmers what they intended to plant. And obviously now we're going to roll the clock about 90 days forward. We're going back out there, and we thought we'd be asking about what farmers are actually planting or have planted. In some parts of the U.S., that's not quite true. But we have our interviewers out there right now collecting those data. We do two surveys, in fact. We do one survey where we go to a list of farm operators, about 75,000 folks, and we follow that up all around the country. And then we also canvass about 9,000 areas of land. Those are each about a square mile, and that's going on, and we'll be wrapping that up in the next few days and then analyzing it and putting out those acreage and stocks numbers at the end of June.
What about some other upcoming surveys, you know, past that, that you see coming down the line?
Well, a couple of things. One is, as part of our Census of Agriculture program, we're doing a water management survey, and we'll be wrapping that up, the collection part of that up, in the coming weeks, and then we'll move on, and we'll be publishing all of that in mid-fall. So we're looking forward to that. I think that's always a great snapshot. In many ways, it shows really the stewardship of American agriculture and, you know, how they're treating that valuable public resource, water. And so you can really see that in the data as you move forward in time and the changing ways that folks manage the water that goes on their farms and ranches.
So I've got to ask this because It sounds like it could be a very, very difficult thing to sit through, but I've got to ask about lockup. First off, for those who don't know what lockup is, what is it? And then tell us a little bit about what it's like actually in lockup.
Sure. Well, NAS puts out about 450 reports a year. And we really worry about and are concerned with security and making sure we release the data fairly on all of those reports because they're important to everybody. But for about 20 or so reports across the year, we sort of raise that level up. And probably the one you're thinking of is the crop production, which we also jointly, the World Ag Outlook Board, releases the WASDE report at the same time from the same shared locked space. But part of our team, we have somebody dedicated. We'll sort of make sure that we enclose this bubble, if we will, you will. We separate all the computer equipment. We pull the blinds and lock them with lead seals. We have security protocols and everything in place. And while we've done analysis and other things on the data, we save the last steps until we're fully locked up. And after we're locked up and the guard has we've cleared everything, all the electronics are locked up and outside, we have a meeting. And in that meeting, we look at our recommendations from our regional field offices. We decrypt those. Those have been encrypted up until that point in time. And we look at all the other data that we have in front of us, and we each independently will look at the data in front of us. And tonight, very early this morning, actually, we'll be focused on wheat. That'll be the main speculative item in the crop production report. And so it'll be a short evening this evening. But we will each independently look at the information, and then I'll facilitate we'll put it up on the screen to make sure that we've really let the data speak. That's what's our interest, is that we want to make sure that we're seeing everything that there is to see. And we'll go around the table, and we'll have a couple members in that come from our field offices. So we rotate some membership as well. But we'll go around the table, and we'll each sort of argue our position, what we saw and why we saw it. And then I'll facilitate us to come to a conclusion. And then from there, the staff will be working hard to get the report assembled. And a little bit after 11 a.m., we'll be getting ready for a briefing, and we'll invite the secretary or his or her designate in a little after 11:30, we'll do a briefing, and immediately followed, the World Board Chair will do a briefing. And at 12 noon, when the clock rolls over, it'll be released to the world, to everybody simultaneously.
So part of my question is, I've pulled a few all-nighters before. Do you carve out a little bit of time and take a nap in a corner? You know, I'm sure you've got restroom facilities in there and maybe a Domino's pizza.
Well, no Domino's pizzas typically, but you know, when we're going through the data, well, we're all wide awake, you know, because that's, you know, that it's just of we know what paramount interest that these data are and how important they are. You know, sometimes after things have slowed down a little bit and we're mid-morning and we're kind of folks are assembling the report, I'll get a little groggy for a minute or two. But, you know, when we know we've got our secretary coming in and we're getting ready to deliver a briefing, you wake right up.
This is it's really exciting to hear about what goes on behind the scenes. And obviously, we appreciate the work that you do and that NASS does. We want to follow along with the work of NASS. Can we do that online?
Absolutely. Everything that we publish online at nass.usg.gov. We have an online database. We've got in all of our reports, when you pull them up, there'll be a staff member at the back. If something's not, doesn't quite make sense, or you're trying to find something you can't find, we've got a customer service number there. Service is in the name of NASS, and we truly believe that. One thing I'll say, too, is that, you know, our business relies upon having the cooperation of farmers and ranchers and agribusinesses around the country, and we need that to be able to produce the public goods that's made available to everybody at the same time without favor.
Joe Parsons, chair of the Agricultural Statistics Board with NASS at USDA in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.